Welcome to this week's edition of Praying Pals. Thank you so much for joining me. It's exciting to pray together and focus on God's Word together, and as I always like to say, take God's Word for it. Now, in October, a lot of people start talking about haunted houses and kind of get intrigued by darkness and being scared, and sometimes it can really be very sad to see just how far people go to get frightened. And, you know, we're just supposed to stay away from all forms of evil. We are not supposed to be at all influenced or seek to be influenced by darkness. The scripture says in 1 John chapter 5, we know that we are from God, and the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding, so that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. And then a little bit before that, in verse 19, it says, actually verse 18, we know that everyone who has been born of God does not keep on sinning, but he who was born of God protects him, and the evil one does not touch him. That's a powerful reminder, isn't it? Especially while everybody's talking about darkness and haunted houses and things like that. Stay away from stuff like that, and instead, get close to Jesus. Today, we're going to take God's word for it. And it's from John 1:5. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Recently, I enjoyed seeing the radiant light of Jesus on the face of a precious, precious person. It came up in conversation, and he just learned that he could know that he was going to be in heaven, not just hope so. I was thrilled to share about that with him. You see, Jesus Christ offers that assurance to all who receive him as Savior and Lord. When you know Jesus, you are saved, and the evil one cannot get you. And it's not because we're so good, it's because Jesus is so gracious and good and so faithful. He is never conquered. He is the author and finisher of our faith. And darkness is no threat to him. Let's return to John 1:5. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Truth. Jesus Christ loves you, and Jesus Christ remains the only true light and the only true way to heaven. Evil never overcomes him. He remains victor. Take courage and be encouraged. Jesus alone offers eternal life. Many people try to come up with feel-good ideas to the contrary, and you'll hear Oprah talk a lot about that, but they are wrong. When they say that there are many ways, they ignore what our loving Lord Jesus said. He said, I am the way. Did you notice he didn't say, I am a way? He said, I am the way. I know it's much better. I mean, this is an understatement of the year to say this, but it is infinitely better to trust in Jesus than somebody on TV who just is talking there about things. Trust in Jesus, not in people. When people have a problem with that statement about, I am the way that Jesus said, they actually have a problem with Jesus. And it saddens my heart. It grieves my heart to see people do that. While they say that there are many ways to heaven, they reject Jesus Christ. Oh, my friends, it's time that we share the truth with love. We must pray and ask the Lord to help us to be wise and not compromise. Jesus said in John 3:36, "Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God remains on him." Jesus Christ alone sits on the throne at the right hand of the Heavenly Father. He alone deserves our praise and 100% devotion. Fully God and fully man, he suffered on the cross to take your punishment and my punishment for all our sins. He rose again and conquered sin and death. Please don't ignore him. Please receive him. He loves you. We can all just praise the Lord for the fact that he is faithful. You see, you don't have to just hope that you're going to heaven when you die. You can know. You can know for sure that you are going to be in heaven when you die. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life." Will you share that good news? Or perhaps you have yet to receive it for yourself. Will you repent from sin and receive God's Son as Savior and Lord? Don't be trusting in people and these feel-good ideas. Trust in Jesus. He alone is 100% trustworthy. Take his word to heart. Receive him as Savior and Lord. He loves you. He loves you. Please don't reject him and his love. He is the Lord. Trust in him today. Let's pray and invite him into our hearts for the first time, or in a what I would say a recommittal to Jesus. Okay? Sound good? I hope so. Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending Jesus to die on the cross and suffer in our place. It's just beyond our comprehension, all that you did on the cross, Lord Jesus, and all that you suffered. But what we do understand, we thank you. We thank you for being who you are. And we thank you that you love us beyond what we can understand. It's just phenomenal and infinite. And we just ask you, Lord Jesus, to be our Savior and Lord. We rely on you and you alone, not on ourselves, but on you for our eternal life and for our ticket to heaven. Please come into our hearts and cleanse us from our sins. We repent. We are sorry for our sins. We want to stay away from evil, and we want you to be in our hearts. We trust in you to protect us from evil. We trust in you to deliver us from evil. We love you, Jesus, and we just look to you right now, and we thank you and receive you. And now, Lord, I pray with those who have been compromising. I pray that for my fellow sisters and brothers in Christ, that they would be drawn close to you, that we all would be drawn close to you, myself included, that we would be encouraged and just take heart in you, take courage in you, and share the truth with love and not compromise. We thank you that you love us. Please help us to love you with all our hearts, souls, minds, and strength, and help us to share you with someone this week. Thank you, Jesus. We love you. We trust in you. Please protect and deliver us from evil. We rely on you for that, and we love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. It's time for us to share the truth with someone who's facing a lot of fear. Does someone come to your mind who's just really battling fear, battling, wondering whether they're going to heaven? Share the truth. Share about Jesus with that person this week. Pray and be prepared through prayer, and just let's share Jesus. Let's share Jesus in word and in action. Thank you so much, my friends, and You know, you can send your prayer requests 24/7 at prayingpals.org. God bless you, my friends. And remember that Jesus still loves you, and Jesus remains victor.